You're tuned into University Radio Nottingham, and I'm here joined by Izzy from Black Honey. We're here at Rough Trade here in Nottingham. So how was the travel up?
I slept for most of it. We came up from my house and then went to London, and then we went and did some stuff with the BBC, and now we're here.
And thank you so much for taking the time out to chat to me today, because I know that you're super busy. What with the upcoming tour? So how are you feeling for it? You got any nerves or just pure excitement?
We're so wrapped up in the record at the moment that it's not really hit me yet that we're going on the biggest headline tour that we've ever done. I think maybe next week it'll start sinking in when we're going to go into production rehearsals and start figuring it all out and stuff.
So you're starting out, is it in Bristol?
Yeah, Bristol sold out, which is really awesome. Brighton next, Birmingham. Brighton's nearly sold out as well, I think. Glasgow sold out. And then we hit up Leeds, Nottingham, Manchester and London as well.
So is there any city that you're particularly really excited to perform in?
I think London's going to be a big one for the fact that we are doing the Electric Ballroom, which will be the biggest really show. Good. And we played with the Cribs there 4 years ago. And I remember being one day, just one day we'll do this. And now I'm almost feel it will be a passing moment or something, which is crazy how much your perspective can change.
You're not hyped to go back to Brighton?
We did Concord 2 last tour there, and we're doing it again, and it's going to be really hard to beat how good that tour was. So I'm excited about it because it's our hometown, but also I'm excited for every day of tour. Every day is awesome.
You don't know what to expect as well.
Yeah, I like going for cocktails with people in different towns. It's really fun.
And this summer, you've done a lot of festival gigs as well. So, you did Bestival, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. We did Bestival, Latitude, Rise, Queens of the Stone Age.
So what's, been your personal highlight?
Definitely Queens of the Stone Age. Main stage was amazing because we had it was Run the Jewels, Iggy Pop, Queens, Miles Kane. It was such a good lineup, and we played the main stage, so I think we're from a rock and roll background, and I think everyone who we know lives for Queens of the Stone Age as much as we do, so it was just one of them things where everyone was so hyped for it. And it was the day after we announced the album as well, so
September's not really summer, but we can't talk about what happened in summer without talking about the album itself. Self-titled Black Honey, how was the reaction?
So far so good. We've had glowing reviews across the board. I'm actually I know we're not doing that well because we haven't got crazy haters yet. We've had a few trolls, but nothing no crazy hating yet.
I saw on Insta you guys reached, was it 22 in the album
in the midweek? But it's dropped down now, so we're looking realistically at hopefully a top 30 record. It might land 34, to be honest, but at the end of the day, we're an unsigned band, and this is absolutely unheard of for someone that's unsigned to get as far as we have on our own. We haven't got this huge marketing budget. We're literally doing the slog ourselves. Every page of that booklet we designed ourselves. All of the spelling mistakes are ours. There's not some big corporation behind it all that in some artists do have corporations running it and don't do as well as us. So we feel very lucky to be in the position that we're in because we can't get dropped.
I mean, obviously you've done so well on your own. Is signing with a label something that you would ever consider?
This is the first time I have considered it, mainly because you kind of don't realize how much responsibility is put on you in terms of every billboard that we've put up is one that we've had to design ourselves, or re-standardizing products to spec that you've not expected to do. You get sent drafts of stuff, and then you'll make a spec for a certain type of record to be printed, and then it will come back differently and you'll have to change it. But at the same time, I'm a complete leader, so if I worked with a big major label, I think I would still have to be in charge of the creative, in charge of the overall sound. I'd love to collaborate with people that are more experienced as well. I think that would be something that we could really benefit from, but for now it's been the best thing ever. And also to give away the rights for my music for the rest of my life to someone, it's gonna have to be a lot of money.
It's so true. And you guys were working on the album for quite a while, weren't you, before you released it, a couple of years, right?
Yeah.
So why did it feel now was the right time?
Well, it's so weird because everyone's saying to us now, 4 years is a long time, guys, and we didn't really think of it like that. We were just we're just touring, building fans, and putting up tracks. In our head for ages we were doing that, and then once we felt it, we were oh, now we're gonna make an album. And then by that point, everyone thought that they expected a certain kind of album. And we were like, nah, we're going to like shock people or do something a bit different. Or like, I wanted to do something that challenged a bigger question in my head about the general music culture that we live in and stuff.
Did you have like a specific vision when you were going into making it? Or did it kind of just like, was it a bunch of experimentation and then it just ended up the way it was?
A bit of both. I mean, there was a lot of like the underlying benchmark of it is that it needed to be cinematic. It needed to be open journal. It needed to have this sort of like nostalgia, kind of a naivety to it that is the underlying things. And I wanted it to be a little bit, still have that remnants of spaghetti westerns and have David Lynch and all of those things that to me are Black Honey. But then also at the same time, I wanted it to completely tear a new one into all the preconceptions that people have about what we are.
It's so common for pinpoint them into one genre. Mm-hmm. And obviously I don't want to like put you in a box or anything, but if you like had to explain the sound of the album to someone who hasn't listened to it, what would you
actually... I would say that we are Tarantino rock and roll making a pop record.
That's pretty cool. And have you got like a favorite lyric from the album or anything that you're like really proud of?
There's a couple that I always go back to that really speak to me, and I think you'll figure it out when you see how regularly I use a couple of lines. I like come back to this thing about being twisted in sheets a lot, which I love the idea of like being twisted in like a turmoil with how you feel about something, or how, you know, when you get kept up all night. Mm-hmm. I also love the idea of using really contradictory imagery. I have a specific one that I love, but as long as it generally feels like it fits between light and dark somehow.
And I wanted to talk a little bit about your visuals as well, because you seem to have got quite, although your band as a whole, I wouldn't say has got a very distinct vision, like all of your music videos and stuff like that, like seems like quite like you've planned it thoroughly. Mm-hmm. And everything, like whether it's like the Western vibe or I Only Hurt the Ones I Love, or like the 70s glamour of Midnight, it's clear you put a lot of effort into it and you care about it a lot. So is that something that you, I guess, like cherish just as much as the sound? Like are the visuals just as important to you?
I wouldn't say important, but I just say that there's like an easy way of showing you what's inside my head. I mean, writing a song is the hard bit, so it takes ages to write a good song. And then just like the video, I was just like, well, I should make what I see in my head. I mean, I think that bit's almost easy, natural, less of an art form by which that I would respect as highly as writing a song.
And it's fun as well, I guess.
Yeah, it's just like fun. Yeah, you might as well make something stupid and glittery. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's easy because like if I see something in my head, I can show people what I see, then they get a more multi-sensory experience of what the world is that we're creating or whatever.
And very specifically, I wanted to ask, the music videos for Dig and Midnight seem to kind of like bleed together. Could you like tell me a little bit more about why those songs link?
The songs actually don't link really. We just, what we'd realized is we wrote Dig and then we wrote the video treatment for Midnight, and then we realized that I wanted to get all the same actors in, so we might as well write them, their characters into it. We had always planned a sequel and a prequel, etc., but we never actually specifically decided that it would be for Midnight. It just kind of landed. It's like a really happy accident. And then once we realized we wanted to do John Travolta's Saturday Night Fever, we realized that Charlie would fit the role, who was the guy that plays my boyfriend, and so on and so forth. And it just, every part of the jigsaw just landed perfectly how we wanted it to.
And just to like round it off, I wanted to do something a bit more lighthearted at the end. So in honor of my favorite song from the album, which is Bad Friends, I wanted to ask a couple of questions to kind of work out who in the band's like the bad friend.
Okay.
So who's most likely to not reply to a text?
Me.
Okay. I hope these aren't all just you. Or if you go on a night out and you guys have a lot of fun, have a few drinks, who's most likely to be the one to get brought home early?
Me.
Who's most likely to forget someone's birthday?
Tom, who's most likely to forget someone's birthday in the band? Oh, mixed review there.
So it's mixed review. Okay, so that's all the questions that I have for you today. Thank you so much for talking
to me. Thank you for having me.
Have a great gig.
You too.